This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives continues deliberations on appropriation headings of various ministries under the appropriation bill. All seven provincial governments unveil budget estimates for 2026-27. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal hold delegation-level talks in Beijing, meets Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. And U.S. President says Iran MOU signed electronically and Strait of Hormuz to fully open by Friday. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday concluded discussions on the appropriation headings for nine ministries under the appropriation bill for the fiscal year 2026-27. Deliberations were held on the budgets of the ministries related to youth and employment, industry and commerce, agriculture and environment, information and communication, culture and tourism, education and sports, health and food safety, land management and cooperatives, federal affairs, and women, children and social security. 12 lawmakers took part in the discussions and registered proposals seeking reductions in expenditures. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial informed the House that the next meeting is scheduled for 11 a.m. today will discuss the budgets of other ministries. Meanwhile, opposition lawmakers demanded that the government take issues concerning national sovereignty and border security seriously and sought clarifications on recent developments. They raised concerns over remarks made by Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal during his India visit, comments by Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle in Parliament, and reports of an Indian Army helicopter entering Nepali territory in Darchula. They also called for the publication of a report on the assets of Home Minister Sudhan Gurung and urged greater attention to the security of border residents following the recent incident involving Indian Border Force personnel in Sustha. In the National Assembly, lawmakers stressed that the Sustha border issue and obstacles faced by tea exports to India should be resolved through diplomatic channels. Members also drew the government's attention to border security, attacks on forest officials, taxation issues, women's safety, human-wildlife conflict and need for greater investment in the exploration and utilization of methane gas reserves in Dailik. They urged the government to take diplomatic and administrative initiatives to protect the tea industry in eastern Nepal and address other pressing public concerns. All seven provincial governments have unveiled budgets totaling around 291.98 billion rupees for the fiscal year 2026-27, prioritizing infrastructure, agriculture, education, health, employment, and good governance. Bagmati province announced the largest budget at 66.93 billion rupees, while Gandaki province unveiled the smallest at nearly 33 billion rupees. The provinces have said the budget aims to strengthen service delivery, promote balanced development, and ensure more effective use of public resources. President Ramchandra Paudil has stressed the need to ensure good governance through effective public service delivery to advance the country towards progress and prosperity. Addressing a program marking the 76th anniversary of the Public Service Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, President Paudil called for making state mechanisms people-centric, technology-friendly and result-oriented. The President stressed the need to strengthen the Constitution's merit-based and inclusive system and praised the Public Service Commission for maintaining merit, impartiality and integrity over the past seven decades. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal, who is on a four-day official visit to China, held delegation-level talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two sides held discussions on Nepal-China relations, including connectivity, border management, trade, technology transfer, energy, agriculture, tourism and digitalization. Following the meeting, Minister Khanal on social media said that both countries exchanged views on deepening relations for mutual benefit and reaffirmed their shared commitment to further strengthening ties. During the talks, Nepal reiterated its commitment to the One China policy and assured that Nepali territory would not be used against China. The Chinese side reaffirmed its respect for Nepal's sovereignty, territorial integrity, and development priorities. Both sides also agreed to expedite the implementation of previously agreed projects and enhance cooperation in multilateral forums. Minister Khanal is scheduled to return home on June 17 after concluding his official visit. Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation Mahabir Pun has said the government has prioritized strengthening the National Forensic Science Laboratory and constructing laboratory infrastructures in Bardivas, Dhangadi, Butwal and Birendranagar. During discussions on the National Forensic Science Laboratory Bill at the Parliamentary Committee meeting yesterday, experts and lawmakers stressed the need for a DNA database bank, skilled human resources, and adequate budget to enhance forensic services across the country. Swiss Ambassador Dr. Daniel Muli and Education Minister Sasmit Pokhrel discussed continued cooperation in technical and vocational education with Switzerland reaffirming its support for Nepal's education priorities. Separately, German Ambassador Udo Eugen Wolz met Health Minister Nisa Mehta and placed continued support for Nepal's health sector, including infrastructure and ongoing projects. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. A short break for now.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Airlines Operators Association of Nepal and the Aeronautical Society of Nepal have signed a memorandum of understanding aimed at making the aviation sector safer, more sustainable and resilient. Under the agreement, the two organizations will cooperate in capacity building, research, innovation and knowledge exchange for the overall development of the aviation industry. The MOU provides for training programs on human resource development, leadership, operations, engineering, maintenance, safety management, and emerging technologies. It also aims to strengthen safety culture and promote the use of digitalization, data analytics, and artificial intelligence in the sector. According to Airlines Operators Association President Pratap Jung Pandey, the agreement also includes organizing seminars, conferences and workshops and enhancing national and international knowledge sharing in aviation. Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal and the Music Royalty Collection Society Nepal have held discussions on protecting royalties of creative content produced by Radio Nepal. At a meeting held at Radio Nepal yesterday, Acting Chief Administrative Officer Arati Chatort said it is necessary to move forward on legal and administrative grounds while maintaining a balance between content producers and broadcasters to resolve royalty-related issues. Music Royalty Collection Society Nepal Chairperson Suresh Chandra Adhikari suggested forming a high-level committee to investigate the protection of Radio Nepal's broadcast content and to prevent misuse of its material on digital platforms. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says a memorandum of understanding with Iran has been signed and that details of the agreement will be released soon. He said the Strait of Hormuz will be fully reopened by Friday following the deal. According to the Iranian media, 3 oil tankers and 2 cargo ships have already passed through the strait after the reported lifting of a U.S. naval blockade. However, the full terms of the agreement have not been independently verified. The agreement is reported to have been electronically signed by US and Iranian officials, with mediators from Qatar playing a key role in negotiations. The developments come amid ongoing regional tensions, with conflicting statements from parties involved and uncertainty over the implementation of the agreement. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that partly cloudy conditions are likely over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country today. Madhya Province and the Tarai regions of the Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces are also likely to experience partly cloudy weather conditions, while the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudur Pashim are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashim provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and at one or two places in the Madhya province, as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Hot weather conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Sudur Pashim and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly trough in the upper atmosphere, as well as local and easterly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives continues deliberations on appropriation headings of various ministries under the appropriation bill. All seven provincial governments unveil budget estimates for 2026-27. Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal hold delegation-level talks in Beijing, meets Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. U.S. President says Iran MOU signed electronically and Strait of Hormuz to fully open by Friday. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.